Welcome to the Retention Institute's podcast series, where we'll discuss reducing costly employee turnover. With us again is Dick Finnegan, president of Finnegan McKenzie, the retention firm, and developer of the Retention Institute, which offers executives a comprehensive program in employee retention, leading to certification as a Certified Employee Retention Professional, or CERP. The program enables companies to measure the business impact and reduce the cost associated with employee turnover. Welcome, Dick.
Thanks, Kevin. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. You've got a new webinar coming up on October 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern that's titled Rethinking Retention in the First 90 Days. And we're going to discuss today in this podcast some of the topics that you're going to cover in that and also that you've covered in your book that's going to be coming out soon called Rethinking Retention in Good Times and Bad. So you say in that book, for example, Dick, that when employees leave, it tells us more than why they leave. That when employees leave tells us more than why they leave. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, Kevin. You know, companies that build retention strategies around the leave reasons they find in exit surveys are often basing those solutions on hot air. The obvious reason for this is HR pros know is that some employees just don't tell the real reasons they leave, or they cloud them by saying, I had a better opportunity, and the interviewer doesn't say, yeah, but why did you look? But another reason is that real retention solutions are proactive rather than reactive. Companies forever have tracked exit survey results and addressed the problems they hear, but it just doesn't change the retention landscape. Only proactive solutions build great companies from the top down by looking at things proactively. So besides, Kevin, think of it this way. Data doesn't lie. If employees are leaving early, for example, it's because something is broken early, such as hiring and onboarding, and these are the topics that we'll take on in our next webinar that you described.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely something that employers need to be identifying in their organizations today. Next, Dick, most companies track turnover for the year and report it as an annualized amount. Is there a better way to track and report turnover that will lead to focused solutions?
You know, Kevin, this gets real nitty-gritty, but it's a real important question. And, of course, it depends on when the majority of turnover occurs. For high turnover companies, such as those in retail or hospitality, fast food, call centers, other organizations that hire a lot of either what we used to call entry-level workers or low-skill workers, the first number we look at when we work with companies is what percent of turnover happens in 90 days. And a related number to that is what percent of new hires make it to 90 days. So what percent of people we hire get to the 90-day mark? Companies with high early turnover need to address hiring and onboarding processes, as I said earlier, but they also need to set early retention goals, such as what percent will we keep for 90 days, or it might be 180 days, but some early number. One example is our work with Hilton's call centers, where we found half of new hires didn't make it to 90 days, so we built new processes to keep them early, and as a result, cut overall turnover in half in 4 months.
Yeah, wow, that's exciting. That's excellent results there. So what are the most important parts of an onboarding program for companies with high early turnover?
Kevin, I would say think of this in three steps. The first step is to identify how long employees have to stay before they tend to stabilize and stay longer. Another way is to identify your tipping point for early retention. So this tipping point might be 1 month, 90 days, 6 months, or even a year. So first is look at your data and say, gosh, we have a high concentration of people who leave in this early period. But once that period ends, then people tend to stabilize. So first, identify your tipping point. Then once you know it, extend your onboarding program for that same period of time. So if we take the longest example, in what I'm describing, which is 1 year, had processes in place where supervisors check in via a structured way with new hires throughout the period. At the same time, build in other checkpoints with selected peers, other managers, and HR. Wrap that new hire with people who care and can also address job-related needs. Here's the third step. Know what makes employees leave early and design your check-in processes to address those points. Research tells us, Kevin, that employees decide early on, often in the first month, how long they will stay based on three key points. So here's the big one: relationship with supervisors, relationships with peers, and whether the job duties are what they thought they would be. So, build processes where supervisors, but maybe somebody from HR also, checks in and has a list of questions that addresses those three things: relationships with supervisors, relationships with peers, job duties. That's the best way I know to lock them in early.
Oh, excellent, Dick. Thank you so much for your time today and for that information. Look for the new webinar titled Rethinking Retention in the First 90 Days, coming October 22nd at 2 p.m. and Eastern Time. And also, Dick, your book, Rethinking Retention in Good Times and Bad, when is that being released again?
It is available now for order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Borders, and will be in stores within about 3 weeks. But it's available for order now.
Oh, excellent. All right, good news. Well, thank you, Dick, and thanks, everybody, for listening today. Don't forget to check out all the Retention Institute resources at www.retentioninstitute.com.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Dick.